can I ask you guys come and sit first and second row, and then after that, when your private prayer time, you can go back. Okay? Come to first and second row. First and second row. And then when I ask you something, you need to hold the mic because record. Another style of fellowship. Okay, let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for a beautiful morning. We come to your house and we hunger of your love and your word. Come to us and speak to us so that we know what is your will in our life. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Maybe. We just finished celebration. What kind of celebration? Christmas celebration. If you see, in 1 or 2 days after this, no more Christmas decoration around us. And then they will change to Chinese New Year decoration. That means in Hong Kong, celebration of Christmas is finished. Before this finish, I want to know what is Christmas, the meaning of Christmas, according to your opinion. Okay. Let's everyone give some words.
The meaning.
Yes.
Celebration of Jesus' birth and getting together with people in life.
Around the same thing. It is a celebration of Jesus and like him coming to earth. But then like I guess it's more than just receiving at this time, it's also to give.
Yeah, celebration of Jesus' birthday.
What is the meaning of Christmas for you?
I think it's the fulfillment of God's original intention for his for his son to give his son to the world, to show his love to the world.
Yeah. Four of you say celebration. If we see the Christmas as a celebration, that means the celebration can be finished. Yes, of course. According human calendar, that celebration will finish. Today is finished. No more Christmas in Hong Kong. They will change. But one more thing. When I prepare this message, I'm thinking, yes, of course, Christmas celebration can finish. That means no more church decoration, Christmas decoration in the church. No more like Christmas singing. In 1 week, after 1 week, when we hear like Jingle Bell, Santa Claus in the town, we feel funny. Because that's all song only before 25. After 25, when we hear this kind of song, we say, oh, no, turn to another songs. Why? Because already in our concept that Christmas celebration finished at 25. Then I say, yes, we can make this celebration finish. Phoebe, no more Christmas celebration. SP, also no more Christmas celebration. But celebration can be finished. But the spirit of Christmas never end in our life. Whoever agree, say amen. Now, second question. Second question. What is the spirit of Christmas for you? What is the spirit of Christmas for you?
Hello.
Okay. We continue again. It's good. Make you wake up. Okay. You already turn off that mic? Okay, off. My question is, what is the spirit of Christmas for you?
Giving. Giving to other people.
Giving to other people.
Loving others. Sharon. Remembering Jesus. Hope.
Hope. Yeah. Good.
Receiving.
From God, okay. Everybody has answer. I have my own answer. Let us open our Bible and see a few words. First of all, Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that the Holy One who is to be born will call the Son of God. Let me tell you that Christian faith has two basic. First, virgin conception. Second is resurrection of Christ. So I call this is a couple of basic of Christian faith. So our Christian faith based on these two things. One, virgin birth. The others is resurrection of Christ. When I prepare my Christmas message, because my audience, most of them are Muslim, then I try to understand why Muslim cannot believe Jesus Christ as Son of God. They receive Jesus Christ as a prophet, but they cannot receive Jesus Christ as Son of God. They believe that Jesus born from the Virgin of Mary, but they cannot accept that Jesus is Son of God. That's why I preach this faith, this first to them. Then I tell them, okay, if a woman can pregnant without a man, how can you call this baby? They cannot answer my question. How can you call this baby? Then I said the Bible told us that this baby called Son of God, because He was born without man. Mary, just like a vessel, a tool that God used her to give birth of Jesus Christ. So, incarnation is a big miracle. Everybody know that. Every Christian understand that incarnation is a big miracle. Because if we think using our mind, we cannot understand how can a woman can pregnant without a man. Yeah, of course. In this time, maybe you can use like a scientific to do it. But still, you need sperm. Without sperm, woman cannot pregnant. But this woman pregnant without sperm. That's mean 100% because of God's power. Like we say, the Holy Spirit come upon and overshadow. That's why Mary can be pregnant. So this is a big miracle. And the other one is the resurrection of Christ. When I think, how can this big miracle happen? Of course, because of the power of Jesus. The second point, because Mary said, verse 36, 38, then Mary said, "Behold, the matters of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Let it be to me according to your word. This is the spirit of Christmas. Something big can happen because Mary said, "Let it be to me according your word." Can you imagine when Mary said like this? Number one, she will lose her boyfriend. Her boyfriend will reject her. And then second, she will feel lonely because nobody understands. Nobody can accept her explanation. Number three, she will be pregnant without husband. That's a bad thing that woman doesn't want it. You want it? Pregnant without husband? No. Nobody want it. Yeah. So, when Mary said, "Let it be to me according your word," that's mean the way that Mary will pass it is a narrow way, is a sad way. But she still said, "Let it be according to your word." So when I see the Christmas, the spirit of Christmas is sacrifice yourself. Sacrifice yourself. Today, the spirit of Christmas already changed. Everybody just thinking, myself, my bonus, my Christmas party, my Christmas gown, my Christmas holiday, my Christmas everything. Have you thinking that the first Christmas spirit is sacrificed? Something big happened because Mary sacrificed herself to be a place so that God used her come to the world. Not only the story of Mary, when I remember the story of five loaves and two fish, I also can see that Jesus can feed 5,000 people because one kid sacrificed what he gave to Jesus, five loaves and two fish. He gave it to God. So the spirit of Christmas, not only sacrifice. When you sacrifice, you need to give something. We have around how many member heads we have in the Solomon Porch? 350, 400 like that. Okay. How many people go for homeless ministry and then outreach, Hansu, you know? 1%? 1% of 350? 35 people? Huh? 10% of 1%? 10%. 10%, 35% join together? It's good. Huh? Where's the other 90%? So this is the spirit of Christmas. Sacrifice and willing to give something. Second point, we see from the shepherd. Luke chapter 2. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Second point, the spirit of Christmas is faith and obedience. The main job of the shepherd is take care of the flock. And now, the angel come to them and said something, blah, 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 blah. And then after that, they need to make decision. Go and stay. If they go, who take care of the flock? If they stay, that means they cannot get something. Sometimes in our life, we have this kind of situation. Trust God or stay in our comfort zone, stay in our mind. We learn from the shepherd. They said, "Let us go." That means when the word of God come to you, you need to make decision. What is the decision? Let us go. So when you make this decision, you need to have faith and obedience. The shepherd have this kind of spirit. They have faith and they have obedience. That's why they go. After they go, then they get it, the good news. Brothers and sisters, this is the second spirit of Christmas: faith and obedience. Sometimes, for modern people, faith is something funny. But I want to tell you, don't underestimate your faith. Don't underestimate your faith. August, Indonesian team went to Boyolali. And then we have a revival meeting, seminar. We also go to village and visit village people. One of a person that we visit, he broke his leg. And then at that time, we cannot do nothing. But John said, "Can we do something?" He asked me. And I asked Pastor Eugene, "Can we do something?" Yeah. And no. Yes, that means You can do it by yourself. No, it's quite difficult for us to bring this problem to the whole church. That means we need to have meeting, decide it, everything. That's the organization. I by myself said, yeah, we really want to do it, but how can? And then after a few months, Joanne told me, Pastor Slamet, my friend want to help that person. And then 15th of December, they have concert, and they send the money to bring the person go to doctor to get surgery. Small faith, but give it to God, become a big faith. Spirit of Christmas. The shepherd have faith and obedience. That's why they leave everything, go to God, and they get bigger than what they think. Brothers and sisters, celebration of Christmas, today is finished maybe, but faith and obedience may not finish in your life. The third point, let's see from Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2 verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. When they saw the star. How many years do they need from the village to see Jesus at Bethlehem? Anyone know? How many years? Usually in Christmas drama like that, after the shepherd come, then three magis come. So in our mind, the magi only three person is wrong. There are more than three person, but the offering is three kind. But the person who come to visit Jesus, more than three. Why? Because they come from far away and try to see Jesus. And it takes more than 1 year. More than 1 year. Why I said more than 1 year? Because when Jesus born, they see the star. And then from that time, they decided come to see Jesus. And then when they see Jesus, Jesus is no more in a small place, but Jesus already in house around 2 years old. That's why Herod asked to kill every baby 2 years below. So around 2 years, see the star and come, walk, search to find Jesus. This is the spirit of Christmas. Desire to find the truth. We have our own Bible. Complete 66 books. We have Holy Spirit in our heart. We have pastor, senior pastor, associate pastor. We have a GIC class. We have house church. We have EG class. But sometimes, one thing we don't have, desire to seek the Word of God. The magis, they have desire. That's why they take a walk, they go. This morning, when we come for EMP, I talk with my wife. Still dark outside. Like in my hometown, we still remember when still dark, we wake up, Mimi help her mother, and I start to open my noodle house. Still dark. And now, still dark, we go and find God through EMP. But how many person all still dark and take the blanket, cover their head, sleep one more hour? We have Bible, we have Holy Spirit, we have house church, we have pastor, but we still hungry. Why? We never has this kind of desire. The Magi has this kind of desire. 2 years take a walk, just want to see Jesus. Why Matthew told us this kind of story? Remember when the Matthew write down this gospel, Matthew want to tell the Jews who is Jesus. Jews people, they has Old Testament, but they don't have desire to see God. That's why Matthew tell them about this story. If we open Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. One more verse, Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. What's the meaning of this verse? The meaning of this verse want to tell us desire of God's word. We learn from the Magi. They has this kind of desire. That's why God bless them. Christmas celebration almost finished, but Christmas spirit may not finish in our life. What is Christmas spirit? Number one, we learn from Mary. Number two, we learn from Shepherd. Number three, we learn from the Magi's has desire. And let us pray so that God always keep spirit Christmas in our life. When you have this kind of spirit, so Christmas is not only on December, but every day is Christmas for us. Ask God to give you this kind of spirit. Spirit of sacrifice, spirit of obedience, and spirit of desire. Let us spend a few minutes to pray for, number one, we see so many people in suffering time. They have cancer, they need to chemo, they need to do transplant. Let us, God, to heal them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we believe that our prayer come to God, and God will send His power and blessing for people who are in sick. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you because you are not only almighty but also lovely God. You come to save us. That's why we dare come to you to ask for our brother and sister who are in sick. There are so many people, they have cancer, they have many physical problems. Now we ask you to heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness, weakness, go away from their body. Thank you, Father. Other point, we also pray for our friends, brothers and sisters who are seeking for a jobs. We pray that God will open new job for them. Next year, we believe everybody in this place, they get the best job from God. Let us pray together for them. Mission focus. Today we pray for Japan, Thailand, for our missionary. We pray that God will use them to share the word. Also, we pray for North Korea. We pray that one day they will open for gospel. Yeah, let's pray together. Japan, Korea Utara. And the last, because this week no house church, so we pray for SP ministry, for Noah Ark Nursery, SP Youth, men and women's ministry. We pray that God will use this ministry to strengthen our faith, and then also to maintain and then to teach every part of SP member from nursery till adult. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you because you love us. Thank you for reminding us that we need to have Christmas spirit. Put this spirit in our life, Father. So we have sacrificed heart. We have faith and obedience. We also have desire to seek you. By this spirit, Christmas, not annual celebration, but every time in our life is Christmas. We bring this joy to every people. We enjoy this joy, and then we celebrate this joy. Bless us, Father. Now we give our time to you. In few minutes, maybe some of us will go for work. We pray that you will bless them. And then some of us will have some activity. We pray that you also lead us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.